And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you, of course, as we continue our time together. For a few minutes on the phone with me, I have Armstrong's Breaking Bread Initiative. Seth is with me. Seth Prentice has joined me before. Hi, Seth. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Yourself?
Good. It's nice to talk to you again. And the reason I wanted to talk to you is because, well, one, you do great work with trying to get this effort out. And second of all, you're having an Avenge Hunger virtual 5K, which I think is fun. And I remember talking to you all earlier in the year, and this would be the second virtual kind of event that you're holding. But before we get to that, explain to people what the Breaking Bread Initiative is.
The Breaking Bread Initiative is a four-pronged approach that we have through Armstrong to help feed those in need. A lot of it is awareness. We do fundraising. We do volunteering. And we also do collections of donations as well. So it's truly a full-circle approach to help our food banks in need. And we're kind of the middle person for those that they might not know their own local food bank, or this way, if they can't make it to a food bank, we're able to help provide those resources as a, you know, as a way, hey, if you bring it here, we'll go and take it to them.
So how have you fared over the past couple of months or few months? It's now, I think, what, we're into 6 months of the pandemic. Have you seen a lack of giving? Have you seen an abundance of giving? Are you still in need? What has it been like for you?
I would say, especially as I've visited our local food banks here in the area, I can just go by their experience. I will say that they've seen an all-time high of need for their services. The one food bank, their shelves are completely empty, and they've gone from averaging 200 families a month to now over 500 families a month. So the increase has gone through the roof, but an issue that happened during the pandemic is these places weren't able to accept non-perishable food items from the outside. So the only thing that they were able to accept was money, which most people were always used to being able to donate goods. So that kind of dropped off during that time frame. Not saying that people didn't donate money. It was just one of those people always put it in their head, hey, I can come bring canned goods for the food bank and they'll take it. So I think it's just trying to change the mindset of, maybe a few dollars here or there could actually go further for the food bank, because they're able to buy things at a much lower price than what we can at the grocery store. Some of them are even set up that $1 is able to buy like 100 items, just showing the landscape of how a food bank operates and how they're able to purchase items.
So where are we right now in the scheme of things with food banks? Is it donating money? Is it back to donating canned goods or non-perishable items? Or is it a mix? Where are we right now?
I believe it's one of those where I'd recommend calling your food bank before you would visit, especially, if they have changed. No, we have our full list online at Armstrong1Wire/breakingbread. You can find your full list of all the food banks in your area. It just depends on the food bank, so I can't really say, but I will say they are always accepting money. That for sure is always a need.
So Seth Prentice is with us with Armstrong's Breaking Bread Initiative, the Avenge Hunger effort, if you will. And let's talk about your virtual 5K. Now, how does this one differ from the last one you held in May?
So our one in May was only a 10-day virtual 5K. It was very basic. You can run, you can walk, you can bike. You received a medal for completing it, and that was it. This time around, we've actually made this more of a legit 5K that you would see, like the Pittsburgh Marathon, hosted all their races as virtually this year. So what we've done is we've added the website. We actually have finisher awards for the top three finishers, first place, second place, and third place. We're actually going to donate money in their name to a food bank of their choice. So first place, we'll donate $250 in addition to what we collect to the winner's food bank of choice. Second place will donate $150, and third place will donate $75. So that's an extra bonus we didn't have before. We actually have a nicer finisher medal this time that's engraved. We have running bibs for people if they want to print them out and wear them when they do their 5K. We have a finisher certificate. Another big thing that we're doing this time around is we're doing fundraising teams. So you can actually compete against one another, or, you know, put a business team together and, you know, fight for bragging rights of how much money you were able to raise for our food banks. So it's more of a larger event this time around than just, you know, go out and do a 5K.
And this could be really competitive because it is an entire month. I mean, if folks can't take that one morning for a marathon or a run like this, they can go over an entire month. So you could see some pretty interesting results at the end of this.
Yeah, so you could even, exactly. You could do a quarter of a mile a day for, you know, days on end. You could do it all in one shot. You can do it with your kids. You know, it's endless. And all you do at the end of it is just submit your time. And I think the fun part will be to see how many people are trying to race for the top three spots, as I'm looking forward to see who we're able to donate the extra money to for their food bank.
And it's interesting, when this began a few months ago, the first one you tried, I know that we were all shifted immediately and folks were just trying to get something on. But even then, I thought the same thing now. I've grown into the idea of maybe I could do this. You know, I mean, before with 5Ks, I'm not a runner. I'm not, you know, a 5K kind of person. But when you turn it virtually and you give me some time to finish some, you know, 5Ks, I think I could do that day by day. Have you seen an increase in interest because of that?
So we had over 260 people do it the first time, and we raised $9,000. So far, we are just opening registration up this week, and we have already had 16 people register, and most of them didn't register the first time. So I think we're going to see a shift this time around. It is more family-friendly, as we've added a superhero theme to it as well. If you'd like to, you know, if your kids want to get involved and wear a superhero costume and take photos, we have a hashtag, AvengeHunger5K. So we've added some different interest to this so that it is more for, you know, those that are competitive, but at the same time, those who are more just looking to do something healthy, get out and be active for a little bit. And include, you know, your dog, you know, anyone that you want to, just to make this more fun for you.
And those are not things that you typically see in a 5K. You don't see bikes, you don't see dogs, you know. I mean, so that makes it a lot of fun for those folks who have never done a 5K before. You do have a registration deadline, though.
We do have a registration deadline, so September 23rd guarantees everything. Now, that is the final day to register, but you don't have to complete the 5K until September 30th. So it's basically the whole month you can do it, but we ask for registration by the 23rd so that we can get the medals ordered and sent out to everybody.
So you can start the process in September. Just keep your time if you don't register right away. But you might as well just register, right? I mean, just to get it done, and you'd be on board with your website.
Oh, 100%. And the nice part is everyone that registers by Monday, September 14th, will have their medal actually before those that would register later in the month. So the earlier you do it, get it out of the way, help those in need. And even if you feel like donating a little extra to the cause, we do have a donation bar set up so that you can help raise funds for our local food banks.
So this particular event, of course, is virtual, so there's no one location to drop off anything. For Armstrong's Avenge Hunger, the Breaking Bread Initiative, what are you all taking right now? Are you just keeping with this 5K to raise money? Can people donate to you to help you to pass it forward? What's your thought on that?
Yes, so people can donate to us just like they normally can as well. Just, you know, even if you want to stop in the local office, our local offices are back open, which they weren't during the original virtual 5K we did in May. So people can stop in, you know, make a donation as little as a dollar, even change. We'll take change. You know, it all counts the same. So, you know, stop in your local office, do that, or do it online, as we have this donation page set up. So it's one of those, we're trying to make it as easy as possible to be able to reach those that could use a little help right now.
And you can sign up online at armstrongonewire.com. You would use a backslash breaking bread. So armstrongonewire.com, breaking bread, and you can get signed up for this 5K, the virtual 5K, today. Just get it taken care of, and then you can be signed up for it. Take your time over the month and be able to complete what you would like. Run, walk, bike, your choice. Get the dogs involved. I like the dogs because I think the dogs are bored inside. They want to go back out for another walk.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's the best part. One of the photos that we have up and in a video is of someone's son walking their dog in their Batman costume.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, Seth, any final thoughts you want to share with us before I let you go?
I think the biggest thing is we're all in this together. You never know when you might need resources such as the food bank in a tough time. And I think right now we've seen a need for those that never thought that they would have a need. So, you know, even just a few dollars or an hour out of your time to complete a virtual 5K right now, you know, is definitely going to help a lot of people out. And that's what we're here to do.
Seth, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for this opportunity.